Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host, and I want to say thank you for listening. This is episode 134 of A Quiet Life, and as I'm recording this, it's June the 19th, and so the solstice is just around the corner, and I am so happy about that. I know that it's still going to be cold. It's going to be cold for a bit longer, but at least it's going to start getting lighter again. And that's me and sunlight and how I love it. And yes, no, I still haven't bought myself a lamp. You know, maybe I should look into that. Anyway, there I am. I want to apologize right off the bat if I sound a bit nasally or a bit croaky, and we'll see how much of this podcast I can actually record, or how long it's going to be. It might be a short one this week because, yeah, I got some sort of dreaded lurgy, and I was going to record this last week, as in is my usual process, but I just couldn't. I knew I couldn't make my voice last that long, so I didn't push it last week. Probably didn't have enough brain either. I'm feeling much better today, believe it or not. Just, you know, residual sinus headache, residual slight croak, but yeah, I will get there. And so today's topic seems to me to be quite appropriate because it's about reassessing your goals when you're not quite making it. And from listening to me now talk about being unwell and listening to me talk to Scotty, you might think, oh, poor Ruth, everything is going wrong for her. But everything is not going wrong. And this process of reassessing your goals, figuring out where you're at and changing to make it appropriate for where you're at, is just part of the process of life, of living, and not holding ourselves to things that are too hard, but making sure things are hard enough and all that kind of thing. Anyway, so have a listen to what I chatted about with Scotty when I was feeling incredibly a whole heap more energetic, and then I'll see how long I can chat with you about all this afterwards.
Good morning, this is Hobart Soul 265. Ruth Amos is with me again this morning with Life Hacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Scotty.
Now, before we talk about today's life hack, you're my daughter and your son are getting very close to having a bubby.
And we got the little ultrasound picture of his face smushed.
I'm like, it looks like the elephant man. Like, they're like, no, that's him pressed up against the placenta or something. All right. So he's not the elephant man. Okay, fine.
So he's going to look much prettier when he comes out.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, it's mid-year, so I thought we should talk about reassessing our goals for the year. Do you remember what you had?
No.
I've spent the last 4 weeks going, what was my year theme this year? What was it? I don't think I had one, so that's why I can't remember it. But I did have goals and I did write them down.
Well, my goals were, I think, based around fitness.
Yeah. One of my goals was like I wanted to jog 5K in half less than half an hour. That's a goal. Well, my knees decided they didn't want me to do that. No. So I'm at present seeing a physiotherapist and doing all these exercises and whatever. But that goal, like if I stick to that goal like glue, no, I have to do this. I have to do this. It's really a stupid thing to do. I need to stop. I need to think, where are we at now? What can my new goal be? And you know what? You're allowed to do that.
So showing yourself a little bit of grace, because if you just said, all right, this is my goal and I know I've hurt my knees, but I'm just going to keep doing it, like you can actually damage yourself for years to come.
Yeah, do long-term damage, set myself up for real, real problems. So, and I think it's the same with a lot of our goals. I remember reading this book. It's by Christine Catherine Rush, and she said, you know, your goal should be enough to stretch you, but if you go, like if you have a weekly goal and you go like 3 weeks and you never once hit the goal, it's too big a goal and you can pull it back. You can reassess. You can change what your weekly goal is. And I was just like, you can do that? People, you can do that. It's okay.
So, I have goals and stuff, but I'm somebody that struggles with like stretch goals. Like in my previous job, they had these stretch goals, you know, where it's like, okay, let's aim for this, you know. Whereas I struggle with it. I'm just like, just give me something small that I can get done and then go, okay, what's next? I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I feel like if you're continually moving the goalpost on yourself to ask for more and more and further, then you're going to be really unhappy. Like you need to feel some sense of achievement. If you're achieving it really easily, as well, like then you need to reassess because it's too much of an easy goal. Let's make it a bit harder and make it a little bit stretchy to do. But yeah, I think like if you've set a goal, it's a goal and you need to be able to tick it off and say, done that.
That's- and there's something you go, like, you know, like when I'm in the gardens and I'll just spend a day in the gardens, I'm like, oh, that actually feels really good. I've achieved something today. Whereas if you never have that, oh, I've achieved something moment, it can become really downhearted.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can put these huge expectations on yourself that you never actually reach. And if you're doing that, yeah, I just want to encourage you to say, like, let's pull it back. And I think goals are a good thing. I love reaching for goals. I'm a very goal-setting person. But yeah, to make sure that it's a goal that's just taking a little bit of effort to achieve, but it's something that you can actually achieve.
Yeah, nice. It's a wise life hack today. Now, you sent an email this week, and I was talking about your new book, and I was talking about how you've got a plot area where you can't quite. Do you need some help with that? I mean, is there anything we can do to help?
I think I'm getting there. But yes, I realised that the bad guy was just bad for no reason. You can't have bad guys being bad for no reason.
It's got to be like some sort of childhood damage, or you know, or like, you know, the mother didn't take him to get his lollipop when he was 5 years old, or
something like that. Something like that. No. So I was writing away. So my goal for my novel is to get the first draft finished this year, and I'm about halfway to my word count, and I'm about halfway through the year, so that's all right. But then the last 3 or 4 writing days, it's been like, no, let's just sit down, think about the plot and what happens and why this person's, and you know, so it's you know, that's fun, but we'll get there.
So ruthamos.com.au, and you can hear her life hacks, and you can hear about the new book and the old books and all that. So thank you, Ruth.
Thank you, Scott.
See you in a couple of weeks.
I guess the first thing we have to say is, if you want my novels, you need to go to rjamos.com, because that's my fiction personality, RJ Amos, and that's where all my novels are. And I'm starting to rethink that. I'm starting to rethink absolutely everything. I seem to be in a rethinking part of my life at the moment. So I guess my advice to everybody out there is, it's not too late. You can rethink, you can reassess, you can look at where you're going, and you can change direction slightly or in a big way or whatever you want to do. And that's a process I'm right in the middle of doing at the moment. So as far as the novel that I'm writing right now is concerned, and that particular goal, I had to think on it for days, for maybe even a couple of weeks. Maybe I'm still in the middle of the process, but I think I'm getting a bit closer to where we're at. I was writing, and then I hope you're interested in the writing process, but anyway, I was writing and it wasn't coming together, and I was like, what is this story anyway? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the main character wants. I don't know why she's in space to start off with. Like, it, you know, there seems to be no great conflict for her to overcome, more internally than external. I mean, you can make things happen and bad guys, but yeah, like I said to Scotty, I had this bad guy just doing bad things for bad, you know, no reason at all. He just sort of just jumped out of nowhere and captured people and threw them in a cave, and it was a bit ridiculous, a bit paper thin, you know, just stupid. And and so I'm thinking and thinking and thinking about this novel and thinking, in the end, I realised, so it was last Tuesday when I was at my writing group where we just sit and write together, and I talked about that last time about how having somebody alongside you helps you maybe to do the thing you need to do, even if they're just doing their own thing. So we're all sitting there quietly writing and everybody's working on their things, and I suddenly realised that if I changed the protagonist, so that's the main character, so you have a protagonist and an antagonist, a good guy and a bad guy, and if I changed the good guy, the protagonist, from Becca to Rose, I suddenly had a story. I had Rose wanting to do stuff and getting caught in the middle of things and having things get in her way and having to make difficult decisions and go difficult places and whatever. If I just change the focus of the novel slightly, so it's still the same storyline and still the same things happen in big picture, but we can now have a story. We now have a protagonist with internal conflict and external conflict and obstacles to overcome and major crises and all his lost moments and everything that we need to give us a good story. And I think I might even have the twist as well. But I had to take a whole step backwards. I had to stop pushing and stop rushing. I had to say, I know that I'm aiming to write for half an hour every morning and get at least 300 words done in that time. But just continuing writing on this story that was going nowhere and had no point, just forcing myself to do that and to meet that goal that I'd set myself was a stupid, stupid waste of time. Oh, you can tell I'm sick because I'm using big, heavy words like stupid. But honestly, I mean, I think C.S. Lewis talks about the fact that if you're going really fast and in the wrong direction, you're not actually making progress because you're going to the wrong place. And I think that mid-year is a good time to look at the directions that you're setting yourself, the places that you're pushing yourself to go, and just make sure that they are the right direction. Because even if you're just 1 degree off course and you keep pushing in that wrong direction, you're going to end up a long way away from where you intended to be. So it's, for some of us, it's tempting to have these goals and to keep pushing even though we're going in the wrong direction. And another temptation I had, especially with my novel, is to stop, is to say, well, this novel's not working. I'm going to screw the whole thing up and throw it away and start again afresh with a new and different novel. But I didn't need to do that either. I didn't need to chuck the whole thing out. Basically, my idea for a story is a nice idea and I really like it. That's why I'm writing it, the thing. You know, the big picture ideas that I've got are right. I was just slightly wrong in my focus when I was looking at those. So I didn't need to throw the whole story away. I don't even need to throw away all the writing I've done so far, which is great because it's 22,000 words and I don't want to throw those words away. They're hard-fought, hard-won words. So hopefully I can still use them, tweak them, keep going. I might have to throw some, obviously. But the point is, I'm not just going to give up. I'm not just going to throw it away. I'm just going to readjust where I'm heading. And as we know, you make your New Year's resolutions, you fail to meet them, you throw them away, you say, next year I'll try again. Well, let's not do that. Let's not throw the whole idea away. Let's just adjust it. Just refine it, just make it a little bit more like what we want to do. And I just seem to be in a whole process of that at the moment. So the other thing that I do is I have 3 separate businesses that I run. So one is my novel writing business, so writing fiction and selling fiction, and you can find that at rjamos.com. One is an editing business where I help other people to produce their written work. So I do academic editing and I also help people with their novels and help people with their memoir and whatever. And I produce the books and put them together and print them and they look beautiful. And I love doing that for people. So that's called fixmyenglish.com.au. And then the third one is this one, the podcast, the blog, the newsletter, and my new book that I'm writing, Boots That Fit, which is my new nonfiction book that I'm doing that will have a course associated with it and an online course, I hope, and a workbook. And it's all about helping people to find who they are and how they can best serve God and their community with their gifts that they've got, with their callings, their personality, all that kind of stuff. It's about identity and being released in that to serve in a way that really suits you. So they're my 3 parts, but I'm beginning to see as I'm spending again 2, 3, 4 weeks reassessing what I'm doing that all of those hang together because all of those are about helping people to find out who they are and to really live in their gifts and to work to the best of their ability and to achieve. And I don't know, I'm not there yet. I'm babbling a bit because I'm not quite sure. I'm still in the process of reassessing, but I don't think it's bad to do this kind of a reassessment and to see whether I'm seeing whether I can get all 3 parts of those to hold together as one and become one united thing, or whether they still need to remain their 3 separate entities. And we'll continue to work that through. But it's just part of what I'm doing at the moment is reassessing where I am and where I'm going. And I think it's a good idea to do that. So I encourage you that if you are in the middle of a process and you feel, maybe you feel like you're beating your head against a wall, you're pushing really, really hard, you're never quite meeting your goals and you're just not really sure whether you're in the right direction, if you possibly can take a step back and look at the thing as a whole and really think about whether this is the exact right direction for you, don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to look at what you're doing and reassess and change. And that, I mean, I'm talking about business and my whole life and whatever. But yeah, it might apply to a fitness goal for you. It might apply to the way you keep your house. It might apply to what you want to do as a side gig or as a volunteer. There's so many different aspects of our lives in there, and we're all in different situations. But I think if the whole idea of setting New Year's resolutions is an indication, then all of us are trying to find a direction for our life, a goal, a way to move forward. And if you have set yourself a goal and you're trying to move forward and it's not working, then I encourage you to step back and reassess and rethink your goal, figure out exactly the right direction you want to go. And hopefully by the end of the year or beginning of next year, I'll have a book and a workbook that can help you with that. Another thing I thought I'd like to say is don't give up. So if you have had a goal and an intention and something you wanted to do, and it's just been too hard, and week after week after week, you found that you haven't reached the goal, or that you're stretching, as Scotty said, stretching to reach those stretch goals that you're never going to reach, again, stop and reassess and think about where you're at and what goal you want to do. And I think stretch goals work if you set a goal and then a stretch goal. So I think, you know, like from Kickstarter ideas and things like that, the idea is that you set a goal. You say, I want to make X amount of money, for example. I've been listening to someone talk about having a Kickstarter campaign, and she was so worried it was going to fail that she had an original goal of £3,000. She brought that back down to £1,000 because she's in the UK, and she hit that goal immediately. I think she hit that goal in the first 3 minutes, which is very nice for her. And so she hit that goal, and then she could start working on stretch goals. And I think that's how stretch goals are supposed to work. Let's make a goal. Maybe a goal that takes a little bit of effort to achieve. But then once you've hit that goal, then you go, well, I've hit it. It's time to reassess. Let's think what the next goal is going to be. Let's stretch it out to £3,000, see if we can hit that. Excellent. Great. Okay, now let's stretch it out to something else once we've hit that. So I think that's what stretch goals are supposed to be, like something that you can add to your goals when you've already met your goals. Why was I saying that? See, I told you I'd go a little bit off whack. Just a little bit foggy still. Sorry about that. But yes, if you are not hitting your goals, if all of your goals are far, far too stretchy, then reassess, pull back, and make some goals that you can tick off so you get that feeling of achievement. I could talk a lot more about goals. I mean, we think about SMART goals. They're specific, measurable, achievable. See, there it is, relevant and time-bound. Your goal needs to be something specific that you can say, this is what I am trying to do. You need to be able to measure it to see whether you've hit it or not. Something very vague, I want to get fitter, is not measurable. It's not specific. But my lovely goal of run 5K in less than 30 minutes is specific and it's measurable. But this year, at least, it's not hitting the achievable. So I have to come back and say, all right, what are my goals now? My goals now are to get my legs strong enough so that I can run. So that's, again, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant. So I'm not trying to make a goal that suits somebody else or is in some other aspect of my life, but relevant to me and time-bound because the goal was this year I intend to. So, again, as far as my novel is concerned, I wanted to write a 50,000-word novel first draft. It's measurable because I can do a word count every time I write. It's achievable because I know I can actually write 50,000 word first draft in a month. So in a year, it is most definitely achievable, even though I am doing other things at the same time. It is relevant to me because I am trying to build an author business, and it's time bound because I'm talking about this year, which if you're listening to this later on is 2023, and I want to do it by December this year. So, that's a really good way to set goals if you haven't set goals for yourself. And then a way to achieve goals is to use implementation intentions, which is to say, I will do the thing at the time in the place. So for me, for writing, it is I will write for half an hour at first thing in the morning, so 9:30. That doesn't sound like first thing, does it? That's first thing after I've done some housework and had a quiet time and written my morning pages and had breakfast. And anyway, at or by starting at 9:30 in my office with a coffee. That's what my implementation intention is for my novel. And I've talked about this before, I think, for my jogging, I'm doing the habit stacking thing where I link the going to the gym to the other thing. So if I'm going out, then when I come back or on the way back, I will go to the gym so that I know that I'm all prepared and ready to do it. And I'm driving back home and you just drop in on the gym for half an hour before you go home. So that sort of thing. Yeah. So I think that's what I want to say. I mean, really, really what I want to encourage you to do is not to give up altogether on your goals. And not to keep pushing hard against a goal that's too stretchy and too hard for you to achieve. But in between those two options of giving up and continuing to push hard, you can stop, reassess, and rethink and make sure that you're heading in the right direction. And it might take time, but it's worth it to take that time to reassess your goal so that you're not going further and further down the wrong road. So I hope that you get something out of this. If you find it helpful and you think it will help someone else, please feel free to pass it on to somebody else. One of the things I've realized about myself and my businesses is that I want to make connections with people and build a community. And so the way that I can make connections and build community through this podcast is if you who enjoy it, think of somebody else who might enjoy it and suggest it to them. And I'm not expecting to grow hugely quickly, and I'm not setting that as a goal, but I do want to slowly and genuinely build community around this podcast and my blog. If someone prefers to read than listen, then there's a blog that goes along with that you can find at aquietlife.wordpress.com. aquietlifeblog.wordpress.com. I'm sure it's there somewhere. But you know what? You can easily find it, and that's why I've done this. See, I told you I'm not thinking quite straight, but you can easily find it by going to ruthamos.com.au and clicking on blog, and you can send anyone there. And I would love to have more people join this community. So another part of community is to chat, and I love getting emails from people. I have some emails and chats from different people that just means a lot to me, and I try and remember to mention it on the podcast, but I'm not prepared today. But if you want to email me, ruth@ruthamos.com.au. If you want to tweet me, it's at aquietlifeblog. And if you want to find me on Facebook, it's at Ruth Amos Author. And I would really love to hear from you and continue to build this quiet living community. And I will chat to you again soon.